It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the Sports Show. I'm Matt Robinson reporting. We're going to start off with high school baseball in a game we had on the air on KJ Country 102.3 yesterday afternoon. It was a win for Effingham as they defeated Dietrich by a score of 9-3. The Hearts jumped out to a lead thanks to a Colton Webb two-out home run in the first inning as he got the scoring started. But Dietrich answered with three hits in a row to give themselves a lead in that one, or tie it up rather, after actually a walk and two hits in the first inning. But Effingham tacked on two more runs with three hits in the bottom of the second inning with two outs and added two more again in the third inning to take a 5-1 advantage. Dietrich then saw Effingham break the game open in the top of the fifth, scoring four runs to give themselves a 9-1 lead. But Dietrich never gave up, put the runners on base all night long, scored a couple of more runs in the sixth inning, but it wasn't enough as Effingham claimed the 9-3 victory. We mentioned Colton Webb's home run. He finished 1-for-3 with a walk and an RBI. Carter Braddy was 1-for-2 with two walks and a couple of stolen bases and a double in there as well for Effingham. Nick Martin finished 1-for-3 with a walk. Braden Tucker was 2-for-3 at the plate with a stolen, with his courtesy runner stealing a base in there. And Wyatt Hayes at the bottom of the order, 3-for-4 with a double, a stolen base, and two RBIs for Effingham. Dietrich saw Mason Leidy go 1-for-3 with a stolen base. Also, Gavin Meinhardt drew a couple of walks. Andrew Hall, 2-for-4 with an RBI. Dominic Ashley, 2-for-2 with two walks and two RBIs. And Carson Baxter drew a walk, and Justin Borgen was 3-for-4 with a stolen base for Dietrich. Picking up the pitching victory was Braden Tucker. He went five innings and allowed, struck out five, walked three, gave up five hits, and allowed one run. Andrew Wagner pitched a third of an inning, and Wade Buescher cleaned up a little bit of a mess and goes 1 2/3 as Effingham got the victory. Lucas Westendorf took the loss. He threw the first two innings. Jackson Eisnoggle threw three innings, and Mason Leidy threw a scoreless couple of innings for Dietrich as Effingham got the 9-3 victory. Other scores from around the area include St. Anthony falling to Mount Zion by a score of 6-0. St. Anthony got two hits from Aiden Lauritsen, and that was all the offense they could muster as they committed three errors. Mount Zion, six runs, five hits, and an error in the victory, as again Mount Zion defeated St. Anthony 6-0. Other baseball action saw Pena defeat Brownstown St. Elmo. A game was actually called due to lightning with two outs in the top of the sixth, as Brownstown St. Elmo got two hits, one from Corey Hoopengardner, another from Lane Stein, and Lucas Powell also had an RBI, but they fell to Pena 10-6 in six innings. It was Aldemont picking up a victory over Vandalia, 11-3, 11 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Aldemont. Vandalia, 3 runs, 7 hits, and 2 errors, as Elam was 1-for-3 with a double and 2 RBIs, Cade Melville, 2-for-4 with a double and 3 RBIs, and McManaway was 3-for-4 with a double and 2 RBIs to lead the offense. Carson Melville pitched the victory, went 5 innings. Zane Miller finished up for Aldemont on the mound in that win. And Neoga picks up another win. They defeated Cowden-Herrick-Beecher City 9-1 with four hits and two errors. Cowden-Herrick-Beecher City, one run, three hits, and one error. As Blazik pitched the victory, he also homered and had four RBIs. Ballinger, a single and an RBI, and Prupps, two singles and two RBIs. For the Bobcats, Pope had a single and an RBI, Askins a single, and Wells a single, as it was a win for Neoga, 9-1. Newton fell to Richland County Olney 4-1, as Newton had five hits in the game. Four of them were doubles, two for Wolf, one for Baltzel. Bartholomew had a double, and the other Bartholomew had a single, as they fell to Olney 4-1. And a huge win for Cumberland over Unity Christian, 24-7, as Miller, Weber, and Watkins all had extra base hits to pace the offense for Cumberland. And what was probably the game of the night in softball action, it was a 2-0 victory for Totopolis in 10 innings. Two runs, two hits, no errors for Totopolis. No runs, two hits, no errors for Altamont, as Hartke had both had a game-winning single to drive in two runs in the top of the 10th inning. Wormert had the other hit for Totopoulos. Piercy got both hits for Altamont in the loss. Tipton pitched the victory, went all 10 innings, walked one, struck out 24. Lemke took the loss for Altamont, going all 10 innings, gave up the two earned runs, walked five, struck out 28. 52 strikeouts in that ball game between Totopoulos and Altamont in softball action. It was a win for Newton. They defeated Windsor Stu Straws 7-2. Rich had a hit and four RBIs, while Martin was 3-for-4. That's Cameron Martin with a triple in there. Stanley 1-for-3 with a double. Frichtel, two hits and a double. And Mulvey had two doubles to pace the offense. Kendra Hayes doubled, and Sam Hayes, Johnson, and Wittenberg all picked up hits, with Wittenberg driving in a run in the loss to Newton 7-2. It was a win for Neoga over St. Elmo Brownstown 7-1, as Neoga's Kemp had a double, Brandenburg had a double, and Golair had a double, or had two hits as well, to pace the offense, with Frankie chipping in with a double as well at the bottom of the lineup, as Prupps pitched the seven-inning victory, allowing just the one run, as Hazlett picked up a couple of hits, and Claycomb had a double as well to lead the offense for SEB, but it was a 7-1 win for Neoga. St. Anthony fell to Glenwood by a score of 9-2, as St. Anthony picked up single hits from Rios, Ganaway, Schultz, Wines, Walton, and Johnson. Johnson had a double and an RBI, as that paced the offense for St. Anthony, who fell to Glenwood by a score of 9-2. Effingham boys took on Paris in tennis action, and it was Paris walking away with the sweep over Effingham 9-0. Busy schedule from around the area for baseball action tonight. Ramsey at Brownstown St. Elmo, Robinson at Cumberland, Newton at West Vigo, Lawrenceville at North Clay, South Central at Carlisle, Totopoulos at Flora, and Windsor Stu Straws at Casey Westfield. Those games all begin at 4:30. Newton will be at Oblong. That starts at 4 o'clock, and the JV will play first there. Softball action. Altamont at Nokomis, Cowden-Herrick at Mulberry Grove, Cumberland at Blue Ridge, Newton at South Central, North Clay at St. Elmo Brownstown, and Sullivan at Totopoulos. 4:30 starts there. Boys track, St. Anthony, Altamont, Newton, Totopoulos, Windsor Stu Straws, all at the Olney Invitational. That gets underway at 4. Girls track has Effingham at Triad at 1 o'clock. And Altamont, Brownstown, St. Elmo, Newton, Totopoulos, Windsor Stu Straws at the Shelbyville Open today as well. So all of that on a busy Friday schedule. Taking a look at the national sports scene in the Masters, Justin Rose leads the pack after one round at 7-under. Corey Connors and Scottie Scheffler and Ludvig Åberg all at 4-under, tied for second, while Tyrell Hatton and Bryson DeChambeau are 3-under, tied for fifth, leading the Masters after one round. In basketball action at the NBA level, Indiana finds another way to win a tight game, 114-112 over Cleveland. Orlando will be at Indiana tonight. That jumps up at 6 o'clock, while Washington will be at Chicago at 7 this evening. In NHL action, it was Chicago skating past Boston by a score of 5-2. Both Chicago and St. Louis are off until Saturday. And Major League Baseball action on the schedule today, Philadelphia at St. Louis, rather. That gets underway at 7:15 this evening. Cubs back in action, and again, they're taking on the Dodgers in L.A. That game gets underway at 9:10 tonight. That's a busy check of sports on this Friday morning. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.